Let's have a look at what's leading our news today. And more than 100,000 people are expected to pack Flemington Racecourse for today's running of the Melbourne Cup. This year's Cup is likely to be dominated by international runners, with 11 overseas horses starting in the big race. The favourite is Japanese stayer Admire Ratke. Sign-off is rated as one of the best of the local horses. Australians are being told to prepare for more counter-terrorism raids. The AFP's counter-terrorism chief, Neil Gagan, made the prediction on last night's Q&A program. He also refuted claims that officers seized a plastic sword during recent raids in Sydney.
It was a legitimate sword that was seized. It wasn't plastic. It was taken because it was a weapon, and therefore we took it.
A lawyer who represented the late asbestos campaigner Bernie Banton has warned that hospitals right across the country are riddled with asbestos. The ABC 7:30 program has revealed that asbestos from an old James Hardy waste dump is clearly visible in the car park of Sydney's Westmead Hospital. Lawyer Tanya Segalov says many Australian hospitals are full of asbestos that could pose a health risk to patients and workers. And thousands of excited Western Sydney Wanderers fans have given their team a rousing welcome home. Decked out in red and black, they packed Sydney Airport last night to get a glimpse of the players. The Wanderers were returning from Saudi Arabia after their historic Asian Champions League victory.